I'm calling the Moapa Town Advisory Board a meeting to order. It's January 14th, 2025. And it looks like it's about 7:03. Do you want to do the pledge?
Sure.
Let's do a roll call today.
Oh, okay.
We do that after.
We do that after the pledge.
Okay, we can do it either.
Well, a following order.
Okay, go ahead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and roll call. I'm Lola Egan.
James Ortiz.
Callie Wade.
And Mike may or may not show up. Okay.
Judy Metz, Secretary, sorry.
Okay. Okay, next section is public comments. This is for anything that is on the agenda, that if you want to discuss it before the agenda item. If not, you can wait till the agenda item comes up. Okay. I looked over the minutes and I approve them. I'll vote to approve it. Yeah. Oh, yay!
That was quick.
I was right here at basketball practice.
Oh, okay. Hey, you got supervisor.
Don't make a sound.
Okay.
And Michael Abbott.
Sorry.
Yeah, Michael Abbott came in, okay. And
Lola just made a motion to approve the minutes.
And I second.
Okay. Next is the approval of agenda.
Oh, I move to approve the agenda for January 14th.
Okay. Any opposed?
With no hold, combined, or delete items.
Okay. Any opposed? Okay, good enough. Is there any informational items from any of you on the board?
Nope.
Okay. There's no planning and zoning. Our general business is we need to elect a new chair and vice chair for the Moapa Town Advisory Board.
I move to elect Mike as new chair for the Moapa Town Advisory Board.
As chair.
Uh-huh, and follow that with James as vice chair.
Are there any comments or discussion? I can't serve again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a rule. You missed that part of it, but I can't serve. Yeah.
There's a motion for Michael Abbott to be chair and James Ortiz to be vice chair.
Yeah. Is there any opposed?
No.
All approved? We all approved it. And therefore,
Mike takes
it over.
Mike, it's you.
You're
number two under general business.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm not sure where we're at on
number two.
Under
Scooch
general
down.
Business, number seven.
Keep
we're
going.
On the second
Move your finger
item.
In.
Yeah.
Okay. For general business, I guess we've already.
Yeah, we've done that first one.
Approved the calendar?
I don't think we should have a November 11th meeting because that's Veterans Day. But other than that, I have no problem with approving the calendar.
On November?
November 11th is one of our town board days.
No, I scanned it.
And it's Veterans Day. I don't think we should meet on Veterans Day.
Where does Christmas fall?
Christmas misses us. I think that's Bunkerville or somebody.
Thanksgiving. Do you want the... You have a meeting scheduled for the day before Thanksgiving. Do you want
no.
that?
No. Day before Thanksgiving is a Wednesday.
Oh,
we meet on Tuesdays.
Oh, you vote. That's right. That's the other ones I have on talk about that.
Yeah.
See, I just hit the three squares.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm doing just a quick scan.
Well, this is all a nice misprint on here. Hope you all want to get this one.
Yep.
I've got full pages. Okay, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was there another day we're going to move it to then?
I think just move it to the...
As long as you're still having a meeting that month,
or that quarter.
Well, that month, just in case.
Oh, yeah.
We have to adjust because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's two available that month, so it wouldn't be.
Yeah,
we
so
would
it wouldn't be.
Have one and not the other.
Okay. Yeah, every month has at least two.
So the 25th is good still?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, at this point, the chair would say we have a motion to approve the calendar with the removal of Veterans Day.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve the calendar with the revision for November.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We're just going to keep the meeting on the 25th and cancel the one on the
11th.
And then the chair would say,
"We have a second."
We have a motion. You don't have to have a second.
That's what I found out.
At the meeting, they said we don't have to have seconds anymore.
So, if anybody would like to second it, we can't stop them, though, right?
No, we don't have to. And then just ask for a vote.
Okay. Do we have a vote on that?
I approve.
Approve.
Okay, and then the review of the bylaws. James, you want to give us a review of those?
Did you read them?
I started to.
Mm-hmm.
This is your bylaws from last year, and they have not been changed through a couple of years that I am aware of.
Yeah.
Been pretty set for the last few years.
But if you aren't familiar with them, you need to be familiar with them. So we, like right now, we would know what we were doing.
Motion to approve the bylaws.
And then Mike
said. And then for a vote.
Then you ask for a vote.
And that, vote on that?
Approve.
Approve.
Okay.
Okay. And then we need to nominate a community member to represent the board for the fire protection district advisory board, and it's currently Joss Jensen.
And
no relation to you?
Not that I know of.
And he is already willing to do it again this next
season. Okay. So motion to approve Joss Jensen as a representative for that.
Approve.
And we'll take a vote on that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Approve.
Okay. Do we have any comments from the general public? That's a no, I guess. Okay, we'll move on from that. Do we need to do anything on that, Judy?
Nope.
Okay. And then the next meeting will be January 28th. It's my dad's birthday.
Oh. Hey. Have him come to the meeting, we'll have a party.
He's going to be 80. He'd probably love that.
Yeah. Sing happy birthday.
Like it that much. And so that concludes your meeting for
what
today.
So somebody makes a motion for adjournment.
At 7:12 p.m.
Mm-hmm. I make a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Go all in favor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.